Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And it's a beautiful Monday here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And as always, Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, we got a loaded slate, and it's going to get started. It's going to get started quite early, is it not?
It really is. Coming up at 4:20 today, of course, Hurricane Milton really packing some winds here. 160 mile per hour, that's your sustained winds. 175, that's your gusting winds. But here's the thing that I really want to impress upon our listeners today. That wind speed is not going to be the wind speed that actually hits the coastline.
Right.
It's going to go through a series of some wind shear developments and some other environmental concerns and things happening. As you can tell, I'm not a meteorologist, but I will tell you that it will probably be coming on shore, Tampa Bay, South Sarasota, that area, at about 125 to 130 mile per hour hurricane. That is a very, very bad storm.
Yeah.
And the storm surge is also something. What we've got today, just as we did when Helene was approaching the coastline, Today, we're going to be hearing from Tampa International. Of course, they're going to be shutting down at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The reason I want you to know about this is because if you've got flights leaving out of Pensacola International, going down to the Orlando, Tampa Bay, West Palm Beach, Miami, in those areas, your flights might be affected.
Yeah.
So what did we do to kind of remedy this whole situation? Todd Payne. Assistant Director of Operations over at the Pensacola International Airport, joining us at 4:20 today.
Yes.
And he was going to kind of lay the land out in terms of how to maneuver some of the potential cancellations or delayed flights coming out of Pensacola heading to Central or South Florida.
Right.
Just to help you out a little bit. So Todd will be in today, just confirming it, 4:20 on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of maneuvering around this storm, we also got to consider over 50 Florida counties are under a state of emergency ahead of Hurricane Milton. FDLE, of course, performing maintenance on all equipment deployed during Hurricane Helene to ensure that it's ready for use when Milton hits. Also, FDLE agents deployed to other states after Helene are being brought back to be ready for Milton. So great work by all of those men and women. I mean, just from one storm right into another.
It's not only physically brutal, but mentally brutal.
Yeah. You know, gotta be emotionally.
Well, you know, you've got tolling. There you are, you're taken away from your family. You're out there working, I mean, these long hours
and seeing all the disaster.
Yeah. Exactly right. As you say, kudos to those people.
For sure.
Absolutely. They deserve a big pat on the back for that service.
And also here locally, FHP looking for a driver and vehicle involved in a fatal pedestrian crash. This happened on Detroit Boulevard yesterday morning. The vehicle would have damage to its front left side. So if you do have any information, you should contact FHP or Crime Stoppers. Also wanted to put that out there.
More arrests across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. 10 people were jailed on drug and trafficking racketeering charges from the pill mill case against Gulf Breach doctor Elaine Sharp, who was arrested last week by Escambia deputies. FDLE saying the additional individuals sold drugs prescribed by Sharp with no legitimate medical needs in that case there. So, that thing's unraveling at a lightning speed now. And it's been around for a while, but now we're finding more and more about this. Also, we're finding out more about Pope Francis. He marked the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attacks. He was in Rome making the announcement on Sunday. Fox's Lauren Green has more from the Vatican.
On the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, Pope Francis is calling for the faithful to fast and pray as a weapon of love to defeat the true enemy waging war in the Middle East, the spirit of evil. With hundreds in attendance, the Pope marked 1 year since the conflict began, appealing for peace and lifting up the sorrows and hopes of all those affected.
You who are ready to embrace our sorrows, come to our aid in these times oppressed by injustice and devastated by wars. Wipe away the tears from the suffering faces of those who mourn the death of their loved ones, of their sons. Rouse us from indifference which has darkened our way and disarmed our hearts from weapons of violence.
In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lauren. 4:15 here. We will get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Luckily, not seeing too much going on here early. Got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And we did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway earlier if you were traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, it's just a few of the normal spots. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola currently. There will be a low of 67 tonight officially. And then as we get into your Tuesday, high of 88, low of 69. So pretty similar to what it was on this Monday.
Governor DeSantis has been pretty darn busy throughout the day today, making a lot of appearances at a lot of emergency operations center around the central Florida area. One thing that you need to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you're making that trip down, 10 freeway to 75 freeway south into the peninsula of Florida. If you're on that road and the traffic flow gets below 40 miles per hour, they're going to, what they do, open up the side lanes for easier access to people get by, because they've got a traffic jam already starting to develop in central and south Florida.
Right.
So Governor DeSantis, working along with FDOT and the different agencies throughout the state, are just trying to keep traffic flowing. The weather's still pretty good right now down in Tampa. It's really not bad at all. The weather will start going downhill sometime tomorrow evening, early Tuesday morning, something like that. So you'll start seeing it clouding up.
Right.
But the real storm won't come in until Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening.
Okay.
And they're not looking forward to that.
Well, and obviously not. Well, I want to give some wholesome news here locally, just to kind of lighten some spirits, because obviously when you talk about a storm, there's a lot of doom and gloom. West Pensacola Elementary students are attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless, and they will be distributed through Opening Doors Northwest Florida. This drive, by the way, continues through Halloween, October 31st. So if you want to donate, you can contact West Pensacola Elementary officials regarding that.
Yeah, they did a survey, and they asked homeless people and people that have gone through traumatic events, what is the one item that you really don't ever see or ever get if you go into a shelter situation?
Socks.
Socks.
And it's one of the most asked for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so very
good for those
kids. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, with recovery efforts still underway in North Carolina, federal agencies are preparing for a direct hit from, of course, Hurricane Milton. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
FEMA and other federal agencies are pre-positioning critical equipment ahead of Hurricane Milton's expected landfall near Tampa.
We're going to do our job. We're going to do what we need to do to make sure communities have what they need.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about reports Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is avoiding taking a phone call from Vice President Kamala Harris ahead of the storm.
We've been in touch with state and local officials in Florida, and we're going to ensure that we meet in advance what their needs are going to be.
Jean-Pierre says FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell has connected with the governor. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to give you the stock numbers as the market's closed today. We'll be talking about that. Also, home buyers and home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers today, I got them for you. Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year rate higher at 6.53%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage also up at 5.88%.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll have Todd Payne on with us to talk a bit more about some of these airport situations regarding storms as severe as Hurricane Milton. Got details on that and more after the break.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the beautiful sunset with your favorite bands. It's the Knee Deep Band, a high-energy variety show band with something to please all ages. It's Bands on the Beach, tomorrow night at 7 with the Knee Deep Band.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 422 here. Austin Price and Chris Bryan with you. And Todd Payne. Ain't that right, Chris?
That's absolutely right. And good afternoon, Mr. Payne. Todd Payne, Assistant Airport Director out at PNS.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn good. Busy day. Good. And as a matter of fact, it's starting to ramp up a little bit out here. You know, it's starting to ramp up a little bit. In terms of, like, you know, how crazy things are starting to get. But listen, and thanks for taking my call today. It's very important that I talk to somebody locally because I am watching. As a matter of fact, we're going to have the good folks in from Tampa International coming up this afternoon about 4:50. And they're going to be giving us the information. And what we like to do is we like to make sure everybody around here is well informed about the closures. Central and South Florida, of course, St. Pete Clearwater said they will be closing on Tuesday evening after the last flight leaves. Tampa International suspending operations at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Other than that, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Jacksonville, Orlando, they're in a monitoring mode here. But what does that mean for somebody? You know, you guys, I'm like look at the board. You got Silver coming up from Tampa. You got American coming up from Miami. And throughout the day, Orlando has another Silver flight at 7:10 tonight. What does this mean for Pensacola passengers? Should they try to attempt to make it to the airport to make these flights? What is your recommendation?
Well, so it's always whenever there's a weather issue, whether it's a hurricane or a snowstorm up north, any type of weather issue, call your airline for your flight status. Real easy. And a lot of the airlines now have an automated system. You just give it the flight number. Or, you know, if you've got a phone, you know, in your hand, you can look it up. You can go to the airline's website, or even Google can give you an update. If you put the two-letter airline code and the flight number in, it'll give you an update on the status of flights.
I got to tell you what I use every single day on this show. I go to Fly Pensacola every single day.
Well, we appreciate that.
And check the board. Because what we like to do is we like to, of course, we're in the information game around here.
Sure.
I like to make sure that people, say, for instance, you had somebody coming in on that Atlanta flight, wheels down 6:25 Pensacola. It's on time. But say, for instance, that flight was running about an hour or so late. I like to give people a little bit of heads up so they don't have to rush out to the airport and run to pick up the people. Also might save them a few pennies on the parking situation. But I use your board religiously during the show in the afternoon.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, the technology is available now where people can see, you know, real time where a flight is, even the speed and altitude the aircraft are in. There's a number of different apps that are available to do that. But by all means, go to the airport's website. We appreciate you doing that. And for, you were mentioning some of the intra-Florida flights. We also have Spirit to Orlando, and we have Breeze, which also flies to Tampa.
Yes.
So, but yeah, by all means, check with your airline and, you know, in any weather condition. And it doesn't even hurt to check on a clear day because you never know, you know, there are mechanicals and other things that can delay your flight.
And Todd, what is some really good advice maybe for people planning those holiday getaways coming up? November's not that far away, you know.
No, it's coming. Well, and the Christmas and New Year's period.
I know for a while there, we were kind of encouraging people maybe to ride share so they didn't have to use up a lot of the parking spaces and things like that. But we have 300 new spaces, don't we?
Actually, over 400.
Good for us.
Yeah, that'll open just prior to Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that's good. Although, you know, ride sharing is not a bad thing either. If you're going together, you know, use one car and that'll save you a little bit too.
When will you actually know when the airlines start rolling these flights and say, oh, we got to delay our cancellation from here? Do you find out when the airlines find out?
Well, so the airlines will advise, they'll typically send emails to passengers who have flights affected by the weather. Mm-hmm. The first thing they do is they'll send you a message saying you are able to change your flight without any charge because of inclement weather or a situation that's building. And sometimes you'll get that just, you know, with a heavy thunderstorm in a hub area. But yeah, they'll let the passengers know as soon as they can. The airline operations centers, which are located normally by the headquarters of the airlines, do this 24/7, and they're looking at, you know, connectivity and how storms are going to affect their system. Obviously, they've been watching the South Florida airports to make sure it's not going to ding. This weather is unlikely to ding them, and we know now it's not going to affect us at all in terms of Pensacola Airport.
One thing I found that was pretty interesting, got a sneak peek into Tampa International. Those runways are almost right on the water.
They are.
And that's what they're real concerned about is the storm surge.
Well, and you've seen issues in Broward County and Fort Lauderdale in this past year where they had two and a half feet of water from a very serious heavy thunderstorm that just sat over the airport for hours. Pretty unusual, but you know it's a unique environmental period for us right now.
Hey, Todd Payne, thanks for your time today.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's really always nice talking. Todd Payne, Assistant Airport Director out at Pensacola International, giving us a kind of the inside skimmy on what's going down in terms of how you should approach this. If you're flying out of PNS, maybe heading to a Central or South Florida destination, always make sure that you do contact the carrier first before heading out to the airport. Coming up in less than 20 minutes, we're going to check in with Tampa International. Got those folks holding for us, and we'll be talking about that storm surge that I just spoke to Todd about, because that's a real concern at Tampa International this afternoon.
All righty. Just about 4:29 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Looking at Gulf Breeze Parkway here, we have some issues traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but some of that started because of an accident report that you encountered on your way to Oriole Beach. However, that does appear to be moving along a bit more, so hopefully that'll die down soon. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 88 degrees in Pensacola still with a low of 67 tonight. Clear skies as we get into tomorrow. Should be another beautiful day. Sunny, clear skies, high of 88, low of 68.
I'm a big Magic fan, Orlando Magic basketball fan. They played their first game today, by the way, against the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yep, we've seen some NBA action.
And they lost it. It was 96-94, something like that. Mm. First game, what can I say? I think they're going to have a pretty good team this year, but again, New Orleans. The Pelicans had a great season last year.
Well, and that's the thing. It's a bummer because the Pelicans, they've had some talent come and go.
Oh, yeah.
Just haven't been able to gain much postseason traction. It's a shame.
Well, it's also the mighty dollar, Austin, because a lot of the teams, the players that have left the New Orleans franchise.
Right.
They went to the bigger markets, the bigger sponsorship dollars, the bigger TV dollars, more money.
The Pelicans aren't a huge NBA brand.
Yeah.
But they're getting there.
Hey, but the Orlando Magic is a real good organization, I got to tell you that.
Yeah, when we return, we'll give you a recap of some of the football action we saw this weekend and get a score update on some of the MLB postseason action going on right now.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Florida is bracing for Hurricane Milton as it strengthens into a Category 5 storm. It's on a path to hit the same coastline that was slammed by Hurricane Helene. Florida Congresswoman Kathy Castor calls Milton the most serious storm we've ever seen.
Helene didn't bring much rain. It didn't bring a lot of wind. But now with this storm, it looks like we're going to have the surge with the wind and the rain all at the same time. So this is very serious.
Forecasters warn of an up to 12-foot storm surge and widespread flooding. Republicans, including Donald Trump, are accusing FEMA of a poor response in areas hit hard by Hurricane Helene. Some claim disaster relief money is being diverted to help migrants, while spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says not true.
The fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs. That's the fact.
Helene is blamed for at least 230 deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Trump Media and Technology are up slightly today, the first trading session since Tesla CEO Elon Musk joined former President Donald Trump on stage at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, the site where a failed assassination attempt took place in July. Dragged down by declines for shares of Travelers and Walt Disney, the Dow tumbled this afternoon. Shares of Traveler lost more than 3%, while Walt Disney shares were down 3.5%. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower. The Dow lost 398, the S&P 500 was down 55, and the NASDAQ tumbled 213 points. Walmart-owned Sam's Club is opening a location in the Dallas area that will have no checkout lanes and will display online items only. The stores also boast larger areas for fulfilling e-commerce orders. U.S. crude oil futures for November under $78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. The Kansas City Chiefs are 4-0, but they haven't looked dominant yet, with their margin of victory only being by 5 points. No one should be concerned about the Chiefs, though, because last year they were vulnerable and still found a way to win it all. The NFL's also featured a lot of sloppy play through 5 weeks, so it probably doesn't matter if the Chiefs dominate tonight against the Saints or not, because they'll somehow find a way to win, because it's just simply what they do. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you didn't call John Anthony last week, you missed out on two more winners, Detroit and the over. And tonight, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. New Orleans at Kansas City tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side in total. New Orleans, Kansas City, confirmed analysis and special props. That's five big plays. John Anthony had you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Hear them free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. New Orleans, Kansas City, plus special prop action. I love to go 5-0 over the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506, or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hear me, tell me you will stay, make me smile. Living life is just a game.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just recently looked at it. Wasn't anything too severe. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 88 degrees with a low of 67 tonight, and Tuesday will essentially be the exact same. High of 88, low of 68.
4:37, News Radio 92.3. I knew that if I brought up, kind of like uncorking the can of worms here, I knew if I would bring up the subject of the airport closing in Central and South Florida, or not closing, people wanted to know, what are the amusement parks doing in Central Florida?
All right.
Okay, so I have that answer for you, by the way. Disney and, of course, Universal, SeaWorld, they're all open, and they're just monitoring the storm. That could change within probably a day or so.
Really?
Keep it here. We'll keep a tab on it. We'll make sure that you do know if you can go to WDW or see SpongeBob on his 25th anniversary. That's tomorrow, right. By the way.
Yeah, the Wendy's
has
deal.
Got the Krabby Patties and the pineapple Frosties. Right. I went by the Wendy's the other night and asked them, "You guys gonna have that?" Yes, sir.
Oh, they are.
Yes. Oh, all yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. They're
all right.
Full on.
Make it sure, because I don't want to go to
Krabby Patties and pineapple Frosties.
Well, I was about to say, in a couple days, I don't want to go to Wendy's for nothing.
No.
All righty. 4:38 here. We'll get another look at some of the sports here. We were kind of touching on some of the NBA stuff going on. But also MLB postseason. We are in the bottom of the sixth already. Game two of the ALDS, Tigers, Guardians. And the Guardians have one hit, so that should tell you this is a pretty low-scoring game. 0-0, almost six full innings in. Later on tonight, we got the Royals and Yankees, and the Yankees won game one. And I think they won it close, so that was a good one. All right, so that's what's going on right now in MLB today. But boy, it was an eventful weekend in both college football and the NFL. But we'll talk with college first because, you know, chronologically. Oh, my goodness. We have to address the elephant in the room, and yes, I do mean that literally. Alabama losing to Vandy, 40-35. It has to be one of the biggest upsets in Alabama football history. They were favored by 23. Vandy, a snake-bitten program, won two games last year, lost to Georgia State earlier this season. They go in there and drop 40 on the Tide and win. Are you kidding me?
You know, I think I mentioned something about that game last week, possibly having Vandy having a shot at that game by luck.
By luck, yes.
At that point, that's all I could possibly say. But yeah, you're absolutely right on that thing.
Well, and we were talking about Vandy's offense. I'm like, I think their offense will score more than it usually does on Bama. I'll say 17 points. I didn't have that much in mind. But yeah, Bama just wasn't ready. And I think we used to pick on Nick Saban. For he would always take every game so seriously, and he treated everyone the same from beginning to end. It didn't matter how much you were up by, where you were playing, who you were playing, did not matter. And we always just kind of laughed at that because it's like, okay, really, Saban? It's not that deep when you're playing some dumpster fire program. Vandy qualifies as a dumpster fire program, and Bama overlooked them. They would not have lost this game like that if Saban were still at the helm.
You may give some scores from just quick the
absolutely.
SEC. I'll just do the SEC.
All right.
Then we'll come back and do high school and the NFL. Saints tonight, Chiefs.
Yes. Kansas City.
Interesting. Interesting game. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. But here are the SEC numbers. If you were living under a rock or something and you didn't know, here they go. Texas A&M over Missouri 41-10.
Gosh.
It was Ole Miss, South Carolina 27-3. I went to my doctor this morning. We both LSU guys.
Really?
And he says to me, it's not going to be so good next week.
Oh, LSU Ole Miss is
tough.
They
have to play Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ole Miss a winner over South Carolina, 27-3. I thought South Carolina would give them a better game. Georgia 31 over Auburn. Auburn was hanging in there pretty good during the first quarter or so.
Right.
Things got out of hand. Vandy over Bama, 40-35. It was another game here. That Arkansas-Tennessee game, that was a great game.
Huge upsets. Three top 10 SEC teams fall in there.
And good golly, Molly, I'm going to tell you something. You know one of the hottest teams around? Florida.
Florida's turning
it
around. Yeah.
I was thinking about how desperate we were to get a Florida win, you know, talk about a Florida win because they would never show up. They showed up 24-13 over UCF.
And it's difficult for me to gauge, okay, how much do these games mean? Because we knew UCF was going to kind of be a wild card, especially in Gainesville. But we knew Mississippi State was supposed to be a more struggling team going into the season. So it's like, you beat up on them. You beat them both by double digits. And that's good on you. But I don't know if it's like, okay, Florida's turning it around, or it's like, okay, you're just kind of on par and you're going to get exposed when the latter half of your season comes in.
I actually saw Billy Napier smile.
That's impressive, because especially with the hate he's getting on social media,
absolutely,
he doesn't have much to smile about.
But let me tell you something. Can you imagine having to go to work every day with all the people coming down on you and your team's not performing and you're trying to get it together?
Well, and that's the thing. We don't know what conversations he's been a part of behind closed doors. If they're saying, listen, man, you're done. It's just a matter of time until we publicly fire you. Like, if that's what they're saying, which is what people want them to be saying, that's unfortunate.
I'm not so sure. His character's standing up pretty good here. I'm pretty impressed with him holding to pressure.
Yeah, holding his own.
Absolutely. Okay, NBA, I will tell you right up the bat, I am a Magic, Orlando Magic fan. Bottom line, they lost today, by the way. 106-104 to New Orleans.
To the Pels, yeah.
You will hear me to say that probably a lot this year.
Now, high school games, we on ESPN Pensacola's game of the week last Friday night, Pensacola took care of business against Booker T. Washington, 23-0.
You see, you're jumping ahead of me. I told them they were going to do the high school stuff next hour.
Yeah. Oh, next hour?
No,
I thought you said next up, like college.
No, I'm going to give it the respect it deserves.
Oh, I thought I was setting you up for a segue.
No, because I'm going to pick your brain because you're the sports guy here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the sports guy. Anyway, we're going to talk about the game.
Right.
But we're going to dig in and dissect them.
Okay.
So you can do that. But we will talk about the NBA now. It was, you know, only a matter of time before this NBA first took place. Fox's Jared Max has more.
In an NBA preseason game Sunday between the Los Angeles Lakers and Phoenix Suns, father and son made NBA history.
LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, it's the first time in NBA history a father and son played together in a game. Taken with the 55th overall selection by the Lakers in the NBA draft this June, Bronny turned 20 Sunday and shared the professional court with his father.
I mean, for a father, I mean, it means everything. I mean for someone who didn't have that, you know, growing up, to be able to have that influence on your kids and have the influence on your son, to be able to have moments with your son.
LeBron James said it felt like the Matrix or something, standing next to his son during an NBA game. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at his numbers, the young
Brawny.
Brawny, right.
Yeah.
Not impressive at all.
Oh, no, no.
At all. It was daddy's money and daddy's influence on the Lakers doing this, or what? Because his numbers were, did not substantiate him being on the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, well, no, I get you. I think they took him late because, you know, they want to make LeBron happy, and they want to be part of that historic moment. But I will say...
yeah, go ahead. You're in the hole now. Crawl out of it.
No, this is completely random. A texter 5 minutes ago just said, Alabama losing to Vanderbilt is so embarrassing. While you're telling me about that, I just kind of like looked at the text line and saw that. That just made me laugh.
You know, if I were texting today and taking selfies, you know,
right?
They would, because it always happens, every time we take one from the studio and send it to somebody, they always say, well, who's that New Orleans Saints fan you got in there?
Yeah.
You know, well, you've got congratulations on your win this weekend.
Yes, Wake Forest snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
You got the Wake Forest stuff on today.
Yeah, this is an older jersey, too. I'm just wearing this one because I wear my main one on Friday.
It looks very nice. In 5 minutes from right now, we're going to take you to Tampa.
All right.
we're gonna talk to the folks at TPA, find out what's going on down there.
4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's just a couple of issues here and there that you would expect at this hour every day. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, though, it's beautiful out there. 88 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be the exact same. Sunny skies, mostly clear with a high of 88 and low of 68.
I will tell you this. It's kind of strange. I have a neighbor lives across the street from me who is from Gentilly, Louisiana, which is it's a suburb of New Orleans.
Right.
And then here I am. And so we usually are out there like flying our LSU flags or whatever. But we do have a neighbor on the corner who's an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Tough
no,
gig.
No, he's a real nice guy. I didn't see him all weekend after that game.
He
usually comes out, you know, runs around the neighborhood and stuff like that. You know, he's got a red pickup truck. You know, he's got an A on the side of it.
Oh,
got the whole thing, and it was crickets, man. I never saw this guy after the Vandy win.
I mean, honestly though, yeah. I mean, I think people just because it is. It's like I'm sick to my stomach. I don't want to be seen. I've been there. Hey, Bama fans, you'll get used to it. Wake Forest fan here, losing it's part of the process. All right, got some unfortunate.
Wait a minute, before we go any further, you drive a black pickup truck and I drive a Volkswagen. So when
yes,
you, so just remember.
Yeah, don't worry, Bama, you're losers just like we are. All righty, one of the last surviving Black World War II Marines has died at the age of 101. Butler Martin was a lifelong Michigan resident and was a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal. He was part of a group of 20,000 black Marines that served at Montford Point and worked to dismantle Jim Crowism in America. So a legendary life lost there.
Do you know how many times I've had to revise my hurricane shrimp script today?
No.
It continues. Well, it changes.
As the strength increases.
It really is. Yeah. You know? And so, of course, let me just, if you've been under a rock or something, NHC, National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming, Milton is right now 160 miles per hour sustained winds, gusting to 175.
Mm.
It's a bad boy.
Yes.
Cat 5. Let's not downgrade this. It's going to be a very serious storm. And it's not going to be just really micromanaged into a certain area. It's going to be pretty broad.
Right.
And pretty wide. So, We are definitely going to keep you in touch in terms of what's going on and how they're preparing for the next couple of days. We'll let you know how things are going and what they're doing to prepare for these things. And got a feel for those folks. Absolutely got a feel for them.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. Also here nationally, Vice President Harris waving away any criticism over not having biological children by saying it's, quote, not the 1950s anymore. And now I know what you're thinking. Where did this subject matter come up? Well, it came up on a podcast called Call Her Daddy. Chris, I know you're a big fan of this one. Harris addressed comments from Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said at a town hall with former President Trump last month that Harris needs motherhood to keep her humble. Harris said she feels sorry for Sanders, saying, I don't think she understands that there are a whole lot of women out here who are not aspiring to be humble. Slay, girl. Woohoo. All right,
wow.
Go ahead.
Wow.
All right,
put those claws back in.
Please give me a story of more substance here.
Jeez, I'm Pete. Just go ahead and put it back in. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And, you know, it's not a good story, but it's something I need to tell you, especially if you live in the north end of Escambia County. Next couple of days here, north Escambia motorists can expect intermittent lane closures. This is on Highway 97. And, you know, you're in a hurry, you're blasting along, and then all of a sudden there's a guy standing there going, wait, you got to hold on, you got to hold on, you know?
Yeah.
FDOT confirming construction operations begin. Usually we tell you it's a nighttime operation, right? Not this case. It's a daytime, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. This is between Highway 95A in Molino and the Alabama state line in Davisville. So don't forget about that. Can we go ahead and drop in and drop into to Tampa International?
If you want, I need to pull it up first.
And find out what they're up to. And they're up to a whole lot. If you caught my interview just a few moments ago with Todd Payne from Pensacola International, he's the assistant airport director over there. One thing that concerns a lot of the Tampa airport officials is that storm surge. Tampa's runways are right on Tampa Bay, right on them, and they can flood very easily. So as we speak, TPA International has begun shutting down operations prior to Hurricane Milton's arrival on Wednesday.
At 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, we will be closed to all passengers so that our team can begin the process of securing our airport facilities, which takes up to 24 hours. There will be no flight operations arriving or departing after 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We have 58 jet bridges. To give you an example of the monumental task that we undergo to secure the airport prior to a tropical storm, or in this case, a hurricane, we have 58 jet bridges that all need to be chained down, as well as numerous other protective measures that we must take in advance of the onset of tropical storm force winds to protect our terminal facilities and our airfield. In terms of reopening the airport, we will make that determination once the storm has passed and we've had an opportunity to conduct a post-storm damage assessment and determine the condition of our airfield. As you know, Tampa International Airport is extremely close to Tampa Bay, and storm surge and flooding are a top concern for us, as are the hurricane force winds that we expect to experience here at the airport. If you consider that we may potentially face 10 to 15 feet of storm surge, we're talking about a lot of water that will find its way onto the airport. I'd like to remind the public that the airport is not a shelter. We do not have the resources, especially emergency medical response type resources, to be able to help anyone out here. So we are not a shelter, and we do not want anyone coming to the airport after 9 a.m. tomorrow.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll put some of the finishing touches on hour number one here, including the news of a Grammy-winning singer passing away. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about former President Trump's return to Butler, Pennsylvania to finish the rally that he started 12 weeks ago and was, of course, so horribly interrupted by that would-be assassin's bullets. Our good friend Ryan Jenkins gave us an update on the impact to agriculture of Hurricane Helene. And we talked to brand new County Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger as she is getting ready to take the oath of office on what she intends to do during the month between now and the election next month. You can catch all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick check, I mean it. There's not too much going on here in this first hour. Had some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point and Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River. But outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 88 degrees with a low of 67 tonight. And tomorrow will be the exact same. Sunny, beautiful Tuesday, high of 88, low of 68.
In Beverly Hills. I was trying to hear the lyrics come up underneath of you there. That's a great Weezer. That's a great song.
yeah. So just to summarize,
I'm squinting to listen.
Our first hour of songs have been by Orleans, Chicago, and Weezer.
There you go.
A little bit of everything.
And you know the Beverly Hills song, ladies. Don't act like you don't, because you do.
Oh no, it's a good song.
Okay. Hey, you want to become a Pensacola Beach lifeguard?
Yes.
61 days. Tryouts get underway December 7th and 8th. And 1 p.m. at the UWF Aquatics Building. That is Building 72 on campus over there. So, listen, those people have to swim a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if you think it's easy to be a lifeguard and just look really nice like Baywatch.
I was about to say, it's not Baywatch. You're not just glamorous strolling down the beach.
It's really not. Investigation into the scene of an outer space crash. It's underway. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Crap, my fashion sense is a little...
That is my bad. Sorry.
It sounds like a movie plot. A killer asteroid is hurtling toward Earth. Can a spacecraft knock it off course and save the planet? That's exactly the question NASA and the European Space Agency are trying to answer. 2 years ago, NASA rammed a small, harmless asteroid to see if it would change course. And today, the European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft is beginning a 2-year journey to the asteroid to examine the impact's aftermath and see what happened to it. Researchers want to know if NASA's DART spacecraft left a crater or reshaped the asteroid. Hera was launched by SpaceX from Cape Canaveral and is expected to make it to the crash site by the end of 2026. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ever want to be a lifeguard?
No, but I did appreciate that Tanya J. Powers featuring Weezer collaboration there. I did not have that on my bingo card for hour one.
But, you know, I could tell that that's what you really wanted to play. You wanted to play more of that song.
It just ingrained itself subconsciously, I guess.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
You know, I'm actually glad you mentioned that because I hinted at this before we went to break. Grammy-winning singer and mother of the late Whitney Houston, Sissy Houston. Yeah. Yes, she has passed away. Her family made the announcement on social media. She was a soul and gospel artist who started her career as a backup singer for artists like Elvis Presley, Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick. She went on to win 2 Grammys for her solo work, both for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album. Sissy Houston was 91 years old.
She was great, too. She was really, really good. And she didn't have a bad kid either, Whitney Houston. So,
oh, yeah, she could sing all right, yeah. I'd say.
Hey, listen, we broke this thing on Friday. We busted her out of her house. We're talking about Ashley Hoffberger.
Yes.
Remember Friday afternoon when she was just minutes after Governor DeSantis appointed her to that District 4 seat. We're all over that one. She was placed into the District 4 seat today. She's a new
officially,
County Commissioner. So congratulations to her. I knew they were going to do that this afternoon. If they haven't done it as of yet, well, I think they close in about 40 seconds. They would have to rush that whole process along. Anyway, good for her. Real nice lady. She will now face Democratic candidate Ron Helms on November 5th, and he, too, is a gentleman. Enjoy talking to Ron. He's got a lot of good ideas. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to get him on this week. And and he's the Democratic candidate.
Yep.
And see what he's up to and how he feels about now facing Ashley as the sitting District 4 commissioner.
Yeah, it should be a good race for sure.
Yeah, and Ron's a very articulate Navy vet, been around for a long time. And besides, got to tell you something, Ron Helms is a pretty darn smart guy.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.